The pandemic has been hard on everyone. And as we head into another summer battling COVID-19, we have to remember to keep not only our physical, but our mental health in check as well. So joining us to talk about some mental health resources available to staff at Cedars-Sinai is Laura Mekaterian, an Empathia Life Matters provider with Work and Life Matters Cedars-Sinai. This is Cedars-Sinai COVID-19 update from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. I'm Caitlin White. So Laura, to start us off here, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Cedars-Sinai?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I'm actually a trauma expert. And through the EAP that we have here at Cedars, the Life Matters Empathia EAP, I am actually one of their providers. I'm specific to Cedars-Sinai. So we offer a bunch of different services to employees, whether it's counseling, whether it's resources. And our, you know, goal is to be here to help support them to make their work and life quality awesome.
Now, can you tell us about some of the issues you've heard that people have been experiencing since the pandemic?
Yes, definitely. I know that a big one has been Zoom fatigue, because we all had to kind of uproot our lives and change up the way that we're doing things. And I know being in front of a computer has been really overwhelming. I think, of course, the stress of the pandemic, whether it was job loss, whether it was parenting and working full time and having to make sure the kids are being able to do distance learning, has been really overwhelming. And I know that there's a lot of anger, especially in the community, with everything that happened in the last year and a half, whether it was political or whether it was race related. I think that it was a compound of so many different things that impacted people. And I think now, more recently, what I'm seeing is a post-pandemic reintegration anxiety, where it feels like part of it's an existential crisis. And then the other part of it is like, how do you reintegrate with boundaries without feeling like everything's suddenly uprooted all over again?
Yeah. Now, getting into some terms here, can you tell us about compartmentalization and grief, and then some coping strategies that we can use to deal with all of this around us?
Absolutely. So when we talk about compartmentalization, especially in relation to the medical world, as doctors or nurses or staff, you're constantly going. You have to keep going. You don't really have the luxury of taking a step back and being caught up in feelings. And I think, you know, you're trained to just take it in stride and work through it. Except that I think one of the things that happens as a long-term effect is it's masked grief. It's not processed through. And it can often manifest in different ways that impact maybe personal relationships, or even the relationship with yourself, or how you engage in self-care, where a lot of neglect comes in because it's always about taking care of others and feeling so full with everything that's going on that you don't really know how to take a step back and really reassess. And so I think also one of the things we saw was prolonged grief in the last year, because, you know, when you're working in the hospital, you've seen not just one loss or two losses. We've experienced an entire trajectory of loss in the last year and a half, with all ages, and whether it's people that are actually working at the hospital or people that we're treating, it has really impacted our ability to connect. And so we kind of emotionally turn off. So some of the coping strategies that are really helpful is making sure that you reintegrate into the things that bring you joy, and maybe making a list of the things that fulfilled you before that maybe got taken away through the pandemic that you can bring back into your life. Another thing too is really surrounding yourself with a strong support system, whether that's at work, whether that's at home, whether that's joining a group of some kind, and knowing that that support really exists and you have a space to process and talk about that stuff. And one of the greatest things about the EAP is that that support is very certainly offered. I know that through Life Matters Empathia, you know, all Cedars employees get 8 counseling sessions. So at any time that support exists, even when you can't find it in your personal life. And I'd say the third thing that's really important is stress reduction strategies. So whether that's engaging in mindfulness or getting some exercise or journaling or talking to a friend, maybe taking a mental health day and engaging in something that will help you feel much more connected inwards, can be very, very powerful. A great app that people can check out that I think can be very supportive is the Calm app, because they have so many different types of meditation, soundscapes, stories that are very inspiring, and filling yourself with that and saturating yourself with that instead of a 24-hour news cycle and all the stuff going on in the world that's really tough is important for sure.
Now, for all of our employees listening, how can they access these services?
We actually have an Empathia hotline that people can call. The number is 1-800-367-7474. Let them know that you work at Cedars, and they will guide you through the process of getting hooked up with a provider and making sure that you get those 8 sessions of support. We also have a wonderful website. It's mylifematters.com, with the password being Cedars1, all lowercase, where you have a ton of resources at your disposal. So we don't just offer counseling. We also offer things like financial support. So if you need financial advice or different resources related to finances, we can provide that. Let's say you needed legal resources, whether it's divorce related or something else that's going on, we can offer resources for that. We offer child care resources, elderly care resources. We have tons of articles and trainings and presentations on the website. If there's something specific you want to learn about, we have like over 200 topics you can choose from. And it's just very full of opportunities. The other thing too is you can reach out to the Work and Life Matters department here at Cedars-Sinai and go through there as well. But, you know, using that website and that phone number is fantastic.
That's wonderful. Well, Laura, is there anything else you'd like to touch on that we didn't talk about today?
Yes, actually, one of the things that we did with both Empathia and the Work Life Matters department here at Cedars is we got together and we created a fun podcast where we're just, you know, partners in support, and we talk about a few different topics, a few of the resources offered, and they're very quick podcasts where you can tune in on SharePoint, and we'll have them up soon so that you can tune in and use those as well. And just reaching out for different resources. I mean, we have so much at our fingertips that I think it's about taking that step and giving ourselves the time to look for that and engage in it.
Well, Laura, we can't thank you enough for all the work you've put in during this incredibly difficult time and for joining us today to tell us about these resources. Get the latest COVID-19 information from the COVID-19 update emails and on the Cedars-Sinai intranet. If you found this podcast helpful, check out our entire podcast library for more topics of interest to you. I'm Caitlin White. Stay well.